My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, where I provide personal opinions, advice, reflection, and recommendations to help you and me stay human while building a successful, healthy, creative writing life. Sonatotum is the podcast companion to Scribtotum, my blog, at mattselznick.com. And now, the show. Hello, 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 my friends. It's Sonatotum episode 11. As I speak into this microphone to all of you, it is Thursday, September 6th, 2018. Coming to you as usual from the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media in Long Beach, California. And, you know, if you are new to the show or you just came to the show, thanks to the perhaps to the interview that I did with Emma Wallace back in episode 10, last episode. If you've come here because you're a fan of Emma's and you heard the last episode and you're sticking around, welcome. Welcome to the community. I'm really pleased that you're still here, that you've come back. I do want to let you know, though, if you're new to the show, that this is a little bit of a different episode. And I'll get into that in a second. But if you want the usual sort of Sonatotum fare, I hope you'll go back in the feed and listen to episode 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, etc., and so on. The theme of the show, as you heard in the intro there, is to share on the subject of making stuff and finding success as we all define it for ourselves, and staying sane and healthy in the process. Normally in an episode, I'll kind of opine on a topic related to that. This episode, though, I've got an announcement, and it's a bit more personal. It has to do with my own creative endeavors, but I promise you that it will also involve bringing you along for the ride so that we can all learn together and share the experience. And here it is. So I'm calling it the Autumn Project 2018. And the Autumn Project is from September through to the end of 2018. I am going to plot and plan and prepare and complete the first draft of what will be my third novel. And I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to do it with you as a fly on the wall, with you looking over my shoulder, with you there for every word, for every mouse click and keystroke, for every grimace and frown and groan and complaint, from conception on through to the completion of the first draft in 4 months. So here's how it's going to work. If you are one of my patrons, if you've pledged to support my creative endeavors like this show through patreon.com/Matt Selznick, if you're a $3 a month patron, if you've pledged to give basically the price of a cup of coffee to support this show and the rest of my creative endeavors, you will have access to a live video stream that I set up every time I sit down to work on this book. And that's going to be basically every day, starting September 8th, 2018, until the first draft is completed, sometime before the end of 2018. You're going to get live, real time, a look at my computer screen as I see it. And in using picture-in-picture technology, there'll be a camera on my face as well. So you're going to see not just what I'm doing, but I'll be there. And in the process, as I'm working on this, obviously, you know, when I'm actually writing, I'm not going to be doing a lot of talking, but I'm going to be sharing with you the process, the tools that I'm using on the computer and otherwise to plan and outline and structure this novel. The video stream will have a chat room attached to it. So there'll be a little bit of back and forth there as much as possible. if you're a $3 per month Patreon patron, which you can sign up for at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. Now, I'm going to give my patrons a little bit of notice when they can expect me to be sitting down to have a writing session so that you can make arrangements to turn on your computer and watch and follow along and interact. If you are a Patreon patron at $5 a month, you'll have access to archives of the live video because, your schedule and my schedule might not always sync up. So if you miss a live stream writing session, then you can catch the archive as long as you're a patron at $5 a month or more. What if this all sounds interesting but you just don't want to commit $3 a month for at least, the next 4 months? Well, I'm also going to be doing brief editions of the Sonatotum podcast every week to just let you know, this is how I've done as far as the project, what kind of progress I've made on the Autumn Project 2018 on this new novel in the previous week. So there'll be a new Sonatotum episode every week, just a quick one, in addition to ordinary episodes that are going to come out usually twice a month. But we'll do these quick little Autumn Project updates once a week. So you won't be there while it's happening, and you won't see all the details, and you won't have access like the rest of the world. But if you're a patron, you'll get the unedited version of those podcast updates. And if you're not a patron at all, if you don't want to buy in and opt into that, I understand. You can just hear those updates once a week in the regular Sonatotum podcast feed. You can subscribe to Sonatotum anywhere that you listen to podcasts, pretty much. iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Overcast, Podcast Addict, blah, 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 blah. All the podcast clients on your phone and on your computer. But we're still not in Spotify, unfortunately. Still working on that. So, what if you're listening to the podcast now, but you're like, I'm all for it, but I don't necessarily want to hear these update episodes. I'll still be keeping a sort of a progress bar at mattselznick.com, so you can see just how far along I am, both with the plotting and the outlining and the actual writing of the first draft. I'll be periodically updating that at mattselznick.com. So that's the deal. I'm going to be writing this book. It's the first book I'm writing, first book I'm really committed to finishing since Pilgrimage, the follow-up to my first novel, Brave Men Run. Brave Men Run came out in 2005. Pilgrimage came out in 2014, I think. So it's, no, 2013. And it's 4 or 5 years on now. And damn it, it's time to write a third novel. Now, you might be asking, what is this third novel? And I'll get to that in a minute. But I want to explain a little bit why I'm even opening this up to the world, why I am literally making the book, every keystroke, every word available to be seen to my patrons in its most raw form. Okay, well, the first thing is, if you know anything about me and you know anything about the mission of Sonatotum and Scriptotum and my goal of sharing everything that I learn and everything that I experience as a creator, then you know that transparency and vulnerability, I think of these as engines of connection. They are ways for a creator like me to connect with other creators like you and with just the people in the community of friends and fans out there in the world who are interested in my work and interested in creating things of their own. So in that spirit, it just makes sense. If you're in with me at a certain level of commitment, then you should get to see as much of the process as possible. And what better way to do it than actually letting you see my computer screen while it's happening? I mean, let's face it. Yeah, I'm going to be doing those Sonatotum updates on the Autumn Project every week. And, I'll let you know in general terms how it went. But that's not going to be, you know, every detail, every stumble, every epiphany, every twist and turn as I figure out how the story's going to go and paint myself into corners and sledgehammer my way out of corners. And and that kind of direct involvement with the creation of a creative work from start to finish, from conception, more or less, conception through planning and plotting and outlining all the way through the end of the first draft, you know, it doesn't get much more transparent and vulnerable than that. You're going to get to see this thing warts and all. And I think that's important in the interest of solidarity. And that's why I'm choosing to share that much. The other thing is, I have a very difficult time with maintaining a creative practice. Part of that is energy. Part of that is anxiety and a touch of depression and just getting overwhelmed and spending all my energy in other areas and then not having enough to dedicate when the time comes to actually sit down and write. So by declaring that I'm doing this thing and sharing it with the public and really sharing it with my patrons, it's a way to kind of turn all of you into my accountability buddies. If you're expecting updates, if you're expecting, you know, those writing sessions to happen, then I got to show up and do them. There's no getting out of it unless I want to look like a fool, unless I want to completely, you know, erode your trust in me, such as it is, to whatever degree you might have. So I'm kind of forcing the issue here. I'm kind of making sure that I get this thing done by hanging all of you over my head. You know, and if that's what it's going to take, that's what it's going to take. And in the end, I will have a third novel. And a few months after that, after the editing and all the rest of the stuff that goes into the post-writing process of writing a novel, after all of that, you will have a new novel from me too. And I hope that's something that excites you as much as it excites me. So that's the autumn project. That's what's coming up. You know, this episode is going out to my Patreon patrons on the evening of Thursday, September 6th. It will go into the podcast feeds of the general public on Saturday the 8th. And so if you are a patron and you're listening and you're already pledging $3 a month, then that's great. You're pretty much all set. You're going to get everything. You're going to get the uncut, unedited Sonatotum episodes. You're going to get the live video stream where you get to see right over my shoulder, looking at the same computer screen I'm looking at as I write and work on this, with an interactive chat where you can chat with the other viewers and with me while we do this thing. If you would like to have access to the archive of the video chats, the video streams after they happen, if you want to watch them sort of like TiVoing or DVRing these live streams after the fact, and you are pledged at a $3 a month level, then make sure you go to patreon.com/MattSelznick and upgrade your patronage to $5 a month. And you know what? You don't have to stick at the $5 a month level forever. I understand. Just do it for these next 4 months through the end of the year, and you'll be able to experience the entire Autumn Project 2018 edition with all the rest of us. If you're a patron at the $1 level, then same deal, you know, maybe upgrade to $3 a month just for September through December. And, you know, instead of spending $4, you'll spend 12. And then, you know, if you really want to, in January, you can downgrade your pledge at that time. Just come along with me. I need your support and I need your help. I need to know you're out there with me to keep my butt in the chair, to keep my hands on the keyboard, to keep my brain into this novel, and to not let all those things in the real world that get in the way, with you there with me, I can stave that off, and I can get this thing. If you're not a patron and you really are interested in these live streams, if you really want the complete inside look at the creation of a novel from conception through outlining and plotting and the first draft all the way from the beginning to the end of the creation of a book, then please consider becoming a patron at the $3 level, patreon.com/Matt Selznick. And of course, that link will be in the show notes, along with other links. $3 a month gets you the live stream when it happens while I'm writing. $5 a month gets you the live stream or an archive to watch after the fact. And listen, no matter how you pledge, from $1 to $5, you also get the unedited, uncut editions of this podcast. You get everything I create in electronic format for as long as you maintain your pledge at any level. That's ebooks and music and sketches and poems and anything I create in an electronic form, you get while you maintain your pledge. You also get approximately 2 new installments every month of Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, How It All Got Started, which is my ongoing serial fiction project that takes place in my Sovereign Era universe, the same universe as my first 2 novels, Brave Men Run and Pilgrimage. So you're getting fiction no matter what. But from September through the end of December 2018, if you pledge $3 a month or more, you're going to get so much more. You're going to get right on the inside of the creation of a new novel. Wow, I feel like I'm on NPR. I really kind of, just plowed through that whole pitch section because I'm excited, okay? I'm excited about this. I'm really up and feeling good about this. I realized it's been 13 years since my first novel came out. My first novel is in high school now. My first novel is just 2 years younger than the main character in the first novel. Which is crazy. And like I said, my second novel is like 5 years old. That's too long. I know people who put out 2 or 3 novels a year. And I don't know if I'm ever going to be that productive, but you know, it's been too long. I've had friends die in that time with work unfinished. I've had near death brushes almost in what would have been probably fatal accidents a couple of times in that time. Any of us could die tomorrow. And I don't want to go without having gotten the stories that are in me out. But I know that I struggle with, as I mentioned earlier, with maintaining a creative habit, with making sure that every day, or pert near every day, I'm sitting down and I'm working toward the completion of fiction. I'm a fucking writer who doesn't write, and that makes me not a writer. So, you know, fuck that jive. It's time to get back to what it is I do. It's time to get back to the piece of me that's missing. So what's this book about? Well, I'm not going to give it all away, but the book is called Light of the Outsider. Assuming a perfect world and that everything goes great, it is potentially the first volume of 2 trilogies, although it will be a standalone book, you know, if it doesn't sell and there's no interest in me writing another one, that's okay. Light of the Outsider will stand alone as a single volume work. However, if everything goes dandy, then there are 2 more books in that trilogy and then a second trilogy to sort of round out the sort of larger story. And it takes place in my Shaper's World story world. The Shaper's World is a wholly original fantasy setting. And the sort of capsule description of this setting is it's a whole other planet. It's a whole other world. It's not like Earth in medieval times or some, you know, vaguely disguised medieval Europe or whatnot. It's a wholly original fantasy setting. And on this world are 3 hominid species three types of human, basically. And while they each have their niche, they are definitely in a in competition. The balance is definitely constantly being challenged, and they're all struggling to keep that balance between them all and survive. And in the meantime, all of these races face a mounting threat from entities from outside of that reality. Call them other planar entities, call them outsiders. So that's the setting. It's kind of a caper. While it's a fantasy tale, it's not knights and unicorns and dragons and shit like that. Again, it's a wholly original world, not Earth, not like Earth. I mean, it's Earth-like. You know, you and I could probably live there and breathe there, but it's not our planet. It's not normal mythology type stuff. But it takes place mostly in a city. And it's a caper. There's been a kidnapping, and a number of people are drawn together with different motivations and different challenges and backgrounds to try to get the victim of this kidnapping back before something horrible happens. There are international pressures, there are magical pressures, and there is pressure from the mysterious outside. So in the show notes for this episode, which is also a blog post, the show notes for episode 11 of Sonatotum, I describe Light of the Outsider like this. If George R.R. Martin and James Ellroy had a grubby back alley love child and lovingly fed him rusty typewriter keys and candy soot, that stunted sport might write something like Light of the Outsider. So it's a little gritty. It's very real world, fantastical elements. And by real world, I mean, you know, people die, people curse, people fuck, people do terrible things. But they all, just like you and me, they all want something. And hopefully not just like you and me, they will all do anything to get it. And that's Light of the Outsider. I want you to come along. I want to write this book, and I know that I can do it with your help, knowing that you're there, watching over my shoulder, keeping track of those updates, urging me on in comments and in the chat room during the live video stream. If I know you're there, I'm going to be compelled to finish. And not only that, I'm excited about sharing my process, sharing how I craft and architect story. You know, not so much on the podcast, but if you know me in any other setting, like in writerly settings, you know I'm a big proponent of story as architecture. There's a craft to creating story. There's a way to build story. And we're going to go through all that. You're going to see it happening, and you're going to see how I put it together. And if you're a writer or any kind of storyteller, hopefully that will encourage and help you with your own craft. And it's going to be fun. Yeah. So there it is. Okay. As I mentioned, this is a little bit of a different episode of Sonatotum because I'm here to announce the Autumn Project 2018, the creation of my third novel, Light of the Outsider, from plotting and planning and outlining through the completion of the first draft from now, the early September 2018, until the end of the year 2018. You can follow along by listening to weekly updates, short episodes of Sonatotum that will be dedicated to filling you in on what's gone on with the Autumn Project in the week previous. You can watch me, be with me as I work on this book by becoming a patron at patreon.com/Matt Selznick and pledging $3 a month. You'll get a live video stream and all the other benefits of being a patron, which you can see there at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. A live video stream. You see what I see on my computer screen while I'm working on this book. You see me in a picture-in-picture working on this book. $5 patronage, $5 a month at patreon.com/Matt Selznick. And you can be there not just for the live stream, not just for the unedited, uncut editions of Sonototum, not just for the progress bar showing how things are going at mattselznick.com, but you can also get that live stream. Maybe you miss it. Maybe you don't get to see it while it's happening at $5 a month. Your pledge of $5 a month gets you the archive of the stream, kind of like DVRing the live program. You'll get to watch it after the fact, whenever you want, for as long as you maintain your pledge of $5 a month. Come along. Invest in me. I'm excited about this book. It's something that I've been intending to write, trying to write, for a long time. And it is now time. I believe in the story. I love these characters. I want to make you fall in love with them too. Come with me for the Autumn Project. Check out all the details in the show notes for Sonototum episode 11 at mattselznick.com or sonototum.com. Become a patron for just $3 a month for access to the live stream as I write this book at patreon.com/mattselznick. Become a patron for $5 a month and watch the video streams whenever you want. Gonna do this. If you're not a patron and you want to get the whole thing, if you want to be there with me for the whole journey, you're gonna get this episode on Saturday, the 8th of September. If you're not a patron, become one and come along with me for the Autumn Project. It's gonna be fucking rad. All right, okay. I'm finally beginning to feel a little self-conscious. My sense of momentum with all of this self-promotion is beginning to fade and feeling a little shaky. Gonna do it. Want you to come along with me. I'll see you. See you there. The first writing session is gonna be Sunday, the 9th. So let's get to it. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.